Wattpad number one use app on any device I've ever had. Humiliating. The worst thing about Wattpad is that it's written by girls like you then.
Yeah.
14 and hornier than a man in his 50s.
Hey, bitch, it's Drew, and welcome back to another episode of the Comment Section Show, starring me, that girl who's a little bit sick, and no, it's not COVID, so don't start with me. Anyways, today on the show, we have one of the best personalities on the internet. Seriously, my favorite person to ever exist, ever in the history of always, Miss Brittany Broski.
Happy to be here.
I'm so excited to have you here, dude.
I've been looking forward to this.
I've been shitting my pants all week.
I mean, I've been shitting my pants regardless.
Whether or not you're involved, I'd be doing it. You know what I mean?
IBS hits.
I'm so happy to have you here. We honestly were just talking before this. We have very similar villain origin stories.
Yes.
Into TikTok.
Yes.
Because obviously everybody knows you as the original kombucha girl.
Some people don't.
Really?
Isn't that crazy?
Oh, because your arc has been so prominent.
Because
now.
I did everything in my power to distance myself
you're
from
like,
it.
I don't know her.
I don't know who she is. You know, the only people that are like, kombucha girl, straight men. Which is a great, I mean.
And when they see me, fat bitch. So same thing. You know what I mean? Same thing. It's the same thing.
It's just awful.
Yeah.
But we got fired for the same, well, not the same reason, but we got fired
we
from
both
our jobs.
We both got fired, yeah.
And then now we dick around online.
Now we're both jokers. This is our joker arc. It truly is. Now we're dancing on the stairs.
Literally.
Like Joaquin Phoenix.
Literally. I'm dance monkey dance for anything.
I literally describe myself as like a paid jester. It's essentially who I am. You know what I mean?
The little bells on
yeah,
your
I said,
feet.
What's the difference? I woke up before I am, painted my face, and now I'm here.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's the same. It's the same shit.
It truly is.
So how would you say you've liked the transition now from working at the bank?
Oh, I miss the bank every day. Let me just say. Sorry, bleep that. I literally, like, when I say, like, it's the happiest I've ever been.
Yeah.
And that every day, even in the moments where I'm like, I really don't want to do the XYZ thing. It's like, well, would you rather be chained to the corporate desk?
Oh my God.
No, I wouldn't.
Same when I wake up, I'm like, oh, I have 2 brand deals to film this morning.
Oh.
I'm like, instead of going to work and sitting in gridlock.
Literally.
2.5 hours one way.
Yeah, my joint's locking up because I haven't moved in 6 hours.
Yeah,
don't miss it.
I was literally, when I was commuting to work, I was driving 2.5 hours one way. So I was like going to Vegas every day.
Holy
so when I was doing that shit, I literally had to stop listening to music because I was like going insane. You ever like be alone with yourself too much?
Yep. Yeah. It's like I love myself, but there's a level. There's a point.
There's like, now I'm like, why does anyone hang out with me? Because I spend too much time with myself. I'm like, I'm insufferable, Loki. Loki. And now look at us.
Look at us.
Look at us. We both filmed TikToks on the toilet.
Yeah.
Look at that.
For the betterment of society,
honestly,
I would argue.
Are we not twin flames?
We are.
We be shitting and talking shit. At the same time.
And you know what? That's poetry in itself.
A match made in heaven, honestly.
It truly is.
And you know what? That's a great transition into our topic for today.
Mm-hmm.
Because we're talking about the male and female gaze.
Thank God.
So, like, what's your understanding of the male and female gaze?
So, the male gaze is how I determine my worth, historically. My therapist knows well so much about it.
Yeah. Yeah.
I learned the term from TikTok, obviously.
Yeah.
And then it kind of brought me into this spiral of like, what does that mean for how I see myself?
Yeah.
How I see other women?
Mm-hmm.
How I see famous women?
Yeah.
And then the female gaze, well, I didn't even think, you know, there was an opposite of that.
Yeah, there's like nothing really.
Yeah, and the female gaze really, from living with Sarah, who is a non-binary lesbian.
Yeah.
I've never understood the female gaze more than, you know, how a woman sees the world.
Yeah.
When it's not influenced by these outside characteristics of wanting to be attractive for a man. Men mean nothing to Sarah. They play no role in her life. How free is she?
Yeah, what's negative zero?
Literally. She is on a different planet.
I know.
So
I envy it.
I do too. But at the same time, you know, that comes with its own struggles too. So
yeah.
Living with Sarah has really helped me see myself more through the female gaze.
Yeah.
Because she always says, like, women are art. Mm-hmm. Even people that are not men, non-binary folk, you know, like, and specifically women because we're women.
Yeah.
Seeing yourself as a work of art and as this sort of divine energy, as cringe as that is, It's true. It's to true. A certain extent. We it's give so life to the world.
Yeah. It's crazy because when I was like learning about the male-female gaze, mm-hmm. I saw someone explain it to me on TikTok. They were saying like kind of how superheroes are written. So like most men think that like Thor is like the woman's like ideal man.
No.
When really it's Loki.
So right.
Loki's written through a female gaze as opposed to Thor, who's that's men. That's
right.
Which is ironic because that's a patriarchal standard.
Right.
Like men have to be big and strong and
so who said that?
Manly. Not I.
Nor I.
I'm like that doesn't mean dog shit to me. To
literally.
Be honest.
And you know what? I think they're starting to get it because I mean, who is always in this conversation? Harry Styles, mm-hmm. Shawn Mendes, mm-hmm. all these like really effeminate men. And yeah. it's like they're jealous of that because it's like they're scrawny. They don't even lift. They don't even lift. That's the point.
Like, have you ever seen that TikTok where this guy was like Pete Davidson and Jack Harlow are like two of the most like sexualized celebrities I know by women. And why the hell are you still going to the gym at 4 a.m.? He's like, we need to re-strategize.
Like, we need I to think do you shared that.
Yeah, he's like, we need to redo something. Like,
boys, what are we doing?
Yeah, he's like, we need to regroup. Something's not right here. Something's not sitting right with me.
No, but it's so accurate. Yeah. Re-strategize is the great, perfect term.
But speaking of Harry Styles, because I told you I wanted to talk to you about this. Speaking of understanding the male and female gaze, we both have dabbled in the arts
you know,
of fan fiction, if you will.
We're authors. Literary critics.
Right. I mean, the pen is my sword. That's how I like to see it. You know what I mean? I'm a true artist on paper.
Wait, what did you write? Because I wrote
my fan fiction.
Yeah.
My fan fiction was about the Jonas Brothers. Because they had me in a chokehold, bitch.
Who was your bias? Who was your favorite?
Oh, mine was Nick. I was a Nick girly. I think I knew deep down that he was down for the brown. I think I knew deep
you
down.
Knew. You had a feeling.
He was the only one who ended up with a brown girl. So I was like,
and you
I
know
knew.
What else? You said he's sick.
Yeah.
He has diabetes.
When I tell you the diabetes was a main point in my story. Why? When I was 14.
Because you're a good story writer.
When I was 14, I literally thought, like, I don't know why people treated it like it was terminal. Like,
I
when
know.
He came out with, like, you know, having to deal with diabetes.
Yeah.
Like, everyone was like, oh, my God.
Dude, little bit longer.
Little bit longer.
I literally was like, he's going to die.
I literally was like, oh, my God. I was, like, so moved. I was like.
Like, why?
I just, honestly, when I wrote the thing, I hand wrote it. By the way.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, because I'm a
you're
colonial
like in
woman.
English class with yeah. a script, like a scrill.
I'm a colonial woman, like by whale fat candlelight. I was writing it with a little feather.
A quill pen?
No, seriously. I filled up like three notebooks with it.
Dude.
And I had him in it and like Miley Cyrus was in it.
Yeah.
Selena Gomez.
Naturally.
There was cheating, a pregnancy scandal.
Damn, you
I wrote
it.
I was novellas type beat. That's what I was writing in there. I was writing plots, twists, climaxes, you know
Dang.
What I mean?
Dang.
And then my sister was building a MySpace at the same time.
Yeah.
So we could like put it on MySpace.
Did you?
No.
Damn.
We literally built the whole thing. She coded the thing and everything. Like this bitch taught herself how to like code MySpace.
You're kidding.
Yeah, so we customized and everything.
So you made this and never shared it with the world.
I swear, I promised my followers when I was like, oh, when I hit 1 million, I'll read it to y'all. And I can't
Lie.
Find it.
Liar.
Some of them to this day are like, where's she at? Where's she at, bitch?
You can't find it?
No, I can't find it. I can't find it. I think in shame I threw it away. But I wish to God I had it now so I could
sad.
Read it like word for word how
right?
I wrote it. Because that was so dramatic. Oh, if you couldn't tell.
No, but I bet it was good.
It was so good.
I love yours. Like so you never like read fan fiction.
Oh yeah, hell yeah.
Oh, you did? So you know Wattpad.
I was so far up that ass.
I was so Wattpad number one used app on any device I've ever had. Humiliating. The worst thing about Wattpad is that it's written by girls like you then.
Yeah.
14 and hornier than a man in his 50s. Like, it is just criminal. And I remember reading it, and you know they have no grasp on grammar.
Yeah.
So it's like, he let out a breathe. On Wattpad, it's just truly the worst grammar.
Unhinged.
Like, no comprehension of syntax or grammar or just, like, English in general. It's like, I let out a short breathe, and then he kissed me. And I'm like, period.
You're like, that's me when you're reading it.
It's really, really good.
Honestly.
Good stuff.
I'm like, I felt so seen when I saw you talk about your fan fiction.
Yeah.
I felt so seen. I was like,
I'm here for
she
you.
She and I are here.
No, literally.
You know what? If no one, we rise up. And we're Disney adults on top of
you're
that.
You're a Disney adult?
Hell yeah.
What's your favorite Disney movie?
Ooh, that's a hard one.
It is.
I'm going to say Ratatouille.
And that's a good choice. I got my Mickey tattoo.
I love
it's
that.
It's like next level. Mine's Aladdin.
Oh, that's a good one, though.
It is, right?
That's a classic.
Robin Williams.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
You can't go wrong, honestly. Mm-hmm. Okay, so with that being said,
yeah.
Since we've like pretty much established that we're soulmates,
yes.
Is what it is.
Agreed.
We're technically twins.
Yeah.
You can't even tell the difference.
Guys, look at us.
We're the same person.
He's
indistinguishable, honestly, from each other. Oh, yeah. What's your astrological sign?
I'm a Taurus.
Oh, I'm a Virgo.
I love Virgos.
Yeah, I love Tauruses. My boyfriend's a Taurus moon.
You're
stubborn.
I'm a Cancer moon.
I'm a Cancer moon, too.
You cry all the time, huh?
Yes! Period!
Wait!
All the time. It's, like, such an asterisk, though, because it's, like, we care very deeply, mm-hmm. but only about people we care about.
Right.
Other people.
Oh, I get annoyed very easily.
Yeah, same.
Yeah.
What's your rising?
Capricorn.
Oh, okay, I'm a Sagittarius rising. So that's, like,
what does
my
that
fire.
Mean?
Okay. Sagittarius. Like, your rising is kind of, like, what other people see initially, like, what they perceive you to be. Earth. And both fired. So there you go. That's your key to being TikTok famous. You got to get fired and you got to be an earth sign.
You have to hit your lowest low and you will be rewarded.
You
got to
be truly like at your very worst.
Yes, yes.
And then the universe will open up to you.
And then the Creator Fund says, no, not
nah,
her.
It's all right. They'll take
We're
her back.
Good.
Take her back. Then they fire you.
TikTok firing you is a funny image in my mind.
No, seriously. Okay, so for those of you who are new here or don't know, what we do here on the comment section is I go over videos that I was tagged in, and I like to say, bring them here, and I just rip them to shreds.
Thank God.
You know what I mean? Last time I described it as I just cheese grate them over a salad.
Oh, I love that.
You know, like at Olive Garden when they're like, would you like some cheese? And
keep
then
going.
I just go to town.
Yeah.
And I just stare. I just make eye contact. I never say stop.
Say when. Yeah. I won't.
I won't.
I won't.
If you wait, you'll be waiting forever.
Wait, I'm fangirling. I get to watch this in person.
Yeah.
I get to participate.
There you go. Period. That's what I'm saying. So this first video that I got tagged in, I'll just give you a breakdown of it. But essentially, a woman was basically talking about how a male coworker of hers made her feel so uncomfortable wearing leggings to work.
Mm.
Right. So the next day she dressed in sweats because what she wants to wear something to feel safe
mm-hmm.
from men staring at her and
in
sexualizing.
Her workplace.
Yeah. Like. She literally looked like she worked in some kind of like factory or something too. So they're like packing boxes.
Mm-hmm.
So you're trying to be comfy.
Mm-hmm.
So of course she's wearing leggings because she's trying to be comfy.
Mm-hmm.
And then men are, you know, disgusting. So can't keep it in your pants, mate.
No, honestly.
No, literally. So like, it's almost like that's kind of like where it falls into the male gaze because men are like constantly seeing women in this overly sexualized manner.
Yeah.
So they feel entitled to just objectify you constantly.
Yeah.
Even when you're like wearing leggings and a big hoodie and
well,
like,
yeah, it's the age old question of why is there a dress code for women and not men?
Yeah.
In school.
They're like, it's a dress code for everyone except men. It's like you got to tuck in your shirt, and women, it's like no shoulders.
Right.
No two shorts. No.
I think that I'm glad that the conversation has started online where it's like, especially in schools in the South, because I'm going to speak from personal experience.
Yeah.
It's hot.
Yeah.
Wearing spaghetti straps, wearing shorts, wearing whatever.
Yeah.
It's hot.
Yeah.
And I remember, like, you'd have to go to the office and get a sweatshirt and put it on. And it's like,
yeah.
You're kidding. I fail to see how this is my problem.
Yeah.
Because you, like you said, can't keep it in your pants, mate.
Yeah. Just literally, like, shoulders. Shoulders are so what gets you.
My
gets
12-year-old...
You
cold
my
moly shoulders. My 12-year-old collarbone is turning you on. Go seek help.
Go to therapy.
You have got to seek
like
help.
Immediately.
Did
you ever get dress coded in school?
Yeah.
Yeah, me too.
Because I thought I was a fashion girl.
Me too. That's so funny. Oh my God, in middle school. Oh my God. I went crazy with the outfits. I literally would wear the most bizarre things. Just
it was fashion.
Because I was like, this is art. Clearly, you don't see the vision.
This is a think piece?
Yes. So.
And you're not realizing
so,
that.
So, you know, it's obviously not for everyone.
Right.
A beauty is subjective.
And you know what? I'm visioning it in my head. It was like Ashley Tisdale core.
Yes. Yes. Layers on layers on layers.
And you still got dress code.
Yeah, because I literally couldn't wear, we had to wear collars, right? So
oh.
my solution to that
mm-hmm.
was I would wear like tube top, like big dresses with lots of tulle, and I would put a collared shirt on underneath it.
Ooh.
And then they would try to dress code me. I'd be like, I'm wearing a collar.
I'm wearing a collar.
But like, literally, the dress is like black and white. The collared shirt's like turquoise. All my jewelry's like, it's like that big costumey jewelry. Yeah. So it's like big pearls that are bright pink.
Rue 21, Forever 21. Yeah.
Like, what's the Charming Charlie?
Charming Charlie!
I was all up in that shit.
How much money did we give those institutions?
Honestly, for jewelry that would break in like a week.
And turn my whole body green.
Yeah, literally. I'm it would so turn black. Shit. Like it would rot on my body.
Washing your
as
hands.
As I'm wearing it's disintegrating just, on me. One time I wore these like gold lame like tights.
Period.
Underneath shorts that were bright green. And then I wore these like platform checkered Vans that were like boots and like a white collared shirt. I wore that to class.
You were that girl.
On a Friday morning.
Yes.
I walked in at 7 a.m. late to school like that, dressed like that.
With a McDonald's
with
frappuccino.
My big frappuccino. I was just my big frappuccino. I walk in with my venti frap. I'm like, and
what I miss.
I walked in, my principal, straight to the office. He literally didn't even let me. He's like, go to the office. And then his excuse was that I was a distraction. I was labeled
well,
a distraction, sent home from work.
Maybe
they had an HR meeting about me afterwards. Bitch, they literally were like, this bitch is too much. Like, they were literally like, I don't know what to tell you. It's ugly. Take it off.
When you walked in with every single fabric from the fabric store.
Every color you could think of, I was just like, all of it. Put it all on my body.
This is me, and if you can't accept me, then I'm out of here.
I said, who said I can't wear Converse with my dress? You know who said that?
Baby, that's just me. You in the principal's office?
Yeah.
That's just me. Like, come on.
I was like... You guys are so behind the times, clearly.
Dude, visual is sending me.
Oh my gosh, I wish I took a picture of it.
The peak for me was Hot Topic fashion in like seventh grade.
Yeah.
Neon everything. I had the little fingerless gloves.
Yeah.
Up the arm.
Did you do like the layering? Like you put like the camis on the camis?
Yeah.
Over
I
shirt.
Used to, do you remember, well, that was also the Hollister Air Apostle age,
yeah,
too.
Yeah.
I used to do, we'll get back to the male gaze in a second.
This is the female gaze that we're talking about.
This is women appreciating. I would do, they used to sell those half shirts.
Oh, yeah.
They
yeah.
weren't crop tops yet because yeah. we were all 12.
Yeah.
I used to take the cami down to like my mid thigh.
Yeah.
So my little gut would show, and then my little half top, and then shorts that were too tight, and then I'd layer some like studded belts and like different socks. Loved the high top socks.
Oh my god, yeah, me too. Did you have those they were not jackets, but they zipped up and they had like a hood, but
yeah.
they were short sleeves.
Sleeveless,
yeah. Yeah, and they had like patterns on them.
Oh yeah.
Ooh, I wore the shit out of those.
Yep.
I'd wear those, I'd layer like three tops underneath them.
So good.
Sweating. I'm like my forehead's all sweaty.
I would okay. How awful do you think we smelled?
I don't even want to know.
You know
to
how
be honest.
Bad seventh graders smell, dude?
You know,
it's like an onion farm.
And you know what's so funny? I'd be looking at myself, I'd be like, I'm killing it. Like, even at the end of the day, at 2:30 p.m. it's like 90 degrees outside.
You just had milk for lunch.
Yeah, I had milk and hot Cheetos for lunch. A pizza, a Chuck E. Cheese pizza for lunch. And I'm looking at myself and it went on. I'm all, damn, bitch. I said, work, bitch, work that shit.
You catch your reflection like, god damn.
I was like, ooh. Everybody's panties are soaked when they see me. When they see me immediately.
They were desert dry.
They're like,
I would go to the bathroom. I'd be, excuse me, can I go to the bathroom? Spritz my whole body with a whole bottle of perfume.
Love,
from Victoria's
love
Secret.
Spell. Love yeah. Spell, yeah. Some very sexy perfume. Remember
Bath
that one?
Bath & Body Works. Yeah, Bombshell was a great one.
Yeah.
I mean, they used to sell those little purse-sized ones.
Oh, yeah, yeah. The I little minis. They'd come in like four.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought I had the boys on their knees.
I thought they're like in my stocking stuffer. I'd be like, ooh. Everyone's
rich.
Everyone's just gonna come so hard when they see me.
Yeah, no,
they're
they
gonna smell me
yeah.
from a mile away.
You know what though is I remember like around that time, to bring it back, were you dressing to get men's attention?
Yeah,
boys' attention.
Absolutely. I
yeah?
think to some extent.
Because fashion.
Well, I mean, when I was wearing the gold leggings, I think that was for me.
That's what I'm saying. Though.
I don't think that was for anyone but me.
That level of fashion where like you were up at 3:45 in the morning,
like
crafting
planning it.
Your
yeah.
Met Gala look. It's just algebra.
I have like the pin cushion, but I'm not sewing anything. I have like a tape, the measuring thing around my neck. I have glasses on. And
your
I'm like sketching
like,
it out.
Why are you up?
I'm sketching it out. She's like, go to sleep, bitch. Literally, I'm doing that, but I'm wearing already made clothes.
Right.
Like, yeah, no. Yeah, you're right, actually. At that point, I would say I was dressing for myself.
Yeah.
When I got older, like high school.
So walk me through that. How did your – were you at a magnet school? Is that why you had to wear a collared shirt?
No, it was like a – it was a – what do you call it? Not a private school, but like like a district school, I guess. It's just – they just had dress code, but it was public school technically. Okay. But like I went to a public high school too. But
okay, so you got to to experiment with fashion.
Clothing, yeah. But the dress code was a little less stringent in my high school. Like they didn't really care as much unless like the shorts were like all the way up your ass. They didn't really care.
No Daisy Dukes here. Mm-mm. So what would you wear in high school?
I think in high school I kind of just dressed like how everybody else did, which is I guess the male gaze, because you're kind of leaning into what's popular.
100%.
So you're like, oh, this is what's popular because men find it attractive, which you don't think of at the time.
No, it was, and it's also with these trending, you know, like Hollister and all that. Mm-hmm. It's like I just, it's a status symbol too.
Yeah.
So not only am I hoping that the boys are looking at me, I want people to think that I'm like rich.
Yeah. And,
I'm, you know,
like there, like I'm with the times. Yeah. Kind of shit. I think I let go of the male gaze actually kind of late, like probably late teens.
Yeah.
Early 20s is kind of when I let it go, because that's when I started wearing like oversized stuff a lot.
Yeah,
because I never used to wear oversized stuff because I used to think like, oh, like what if this makes me look boxy or whatever that
means.
Well,
especially because you're tall.
Yeah,
I've always been plus size.
Mm-hmm,
so oversized things for me was always like, well, I already I would get so mad because I'm like, you bitches are selling out the 2X. I wear a 2X.
Yeah, yeah. You're a please stop, please stop.
I'm Ariana Grande sleeves, bitch. I don't have clothes. Yeah.
They're washing their hands with their sleeves over there,
soaking wet. Yeah, stained with Valentina.
I'm so tiny. I'm just so tiny. That's why.
I'm a little baby.
I'm a little baby. Like Remy the Rat.
Literally.
Like, see, circle back. That's why I was like, I think when I got older, I started wearing oversized stuff. Yeah. I started feeling more like I was finding my style a little bit more. Because then that's what I like to wear, like really oversized things, or like more so, like I love to wear platforms, because I think for a long time I never wore anything that made me taller because I hated being tall.
Me too.
Yeah, I talked about that with Sarah a little bit too.
Yeah.
But she was like saying, is that bad? Like when I said I was like 5'4" when I was 10. So she was like, is that bad?
Wild.
And I was all, it's concerning, like ominous.
Medically.
I would say it's a little frightening.
For the boys that are 4'1".
Well, that's why I told you, like, we'd be like, sir,
this, Come on.
This is for 12-year-olds. Sir, I'm going to need you to leave.
Right? Sir, get off the field.
You know, dads aren't allowed to participate.
That is so awful.
Like, literally, I'd be saying that I look like the coach. Like, I'm sitting next to all the little girls on wall.
That's so awful.
Yeah, and I got a giant head, too, so they didn't buy it.
Too.
They didn't buy it when I was like, they're
like, what, though? Who's laughing now?
That's what I'm saying. I took this big ass head to the bank, bitch. That's what I did.
You led with your head all the way.
I crashed that thing open with this big ass. The bank you used to work at. That's the one I broke open with this noggin, bitch.
Is she knocking on the front door with her forehead? What's the one I just watched last night as I was on the toilet? Where you were like, fat, for lack of a better word, fat women just exist, and men are like, you're fat and ugly.
Yeah.
You are so fat and disgusting and ugly. And they're like, I didn't ask.
Yeah, they're literally,
I don't even like you.
They're like smiling in one direction, and then they're like, just so you know, I would never date you. I would never date you in a million years.
And that, in a sentence, is my trauma. Like, that is my whole obsession with male validation and like letting go of the male gaze is that. I've been told that my whole life.
Really?
And you know why? That's why I'm funny. It's my trauma.
There you go.
Being rejected by men. It's my trauma. I'm better because of it.
You're like, God gives his toughest battles to his strongest warriors.
Strongest,
and you're like,
strongest warrior right here.
And you're like, maybe. But don't test me too hard. Don't push me too hard, please.
I don't want to test the theory.
Yeah, please. You know, sometimes you can give it to somebody else.
Right.
If you, if it's, it's cool with me.
Yeah, it's an army. I'm not the lone soldier.
Yeah, if you want to offload it on someone else for once, that'd be great.
You could, for sure. Yeah. Just try it.
You know, it's like, let's vacation with somebody else for a little bit. Yeah. So in this next comment, it says, a perfect example of how objectification has nothing to do with clothes and everything to do with seeing a person as an object to project onto.
Yeah.
Well, duh. Yeah, that's like, I mean, I'm saying duh, but like, I mean, does, and to women, it's like, yeah, that's pretty obvious to us.
Some dude is like, he was objectifying her.
Yeah, he's like, wait.
Time out.
Wait. So you're saying that you're humans?
I'd like to say,
with
I don't
feelings,
believe it.
I don't believe it.
Yeah.
I don't believe it.
You know what else?
Hmm.
In the same topic of like male gaze, female gaze, women see each other as, you know, like when you're making a friend.
Yeah.
But like girls in the bathroom. It's like we have hobbies and passions and interests and things like that. And we're incredibly intelligent.
Mm-hmm.
But to a man, it's how you can fit into his life.
Yeah.
Did you see this TikTok the other day?
Yeah, I think so.
Where it was like
it's almost like out of convenience.
Exactly. They just want a companion to do what they're already doing. Instead they want someone that will perfectly fit into their life.
Yeah.
That's why men's dating profiles are like, you need to like fishing and like
the
driving,
gym.
But yeah, lifting, driving.
Cryptocurrency.
Motorcycles, crypto. You have to love Ben Shapiro. Like all the things that he likes. It's not like, I would love to get to know you. Never has a men's dating profile said, would love to get to know you.
Never. Because he doesn't.
No.
He doesn't want to get to know you.
Never.
He just wants to know if you jerk it to Joe Rogan.
Yeah.
Like
do
he does.
It jiggle?
Yeah.
Is what he wants to know.
From the back?
Do it be jiggling from the back?
That's all I want to know. That's all I need to know. Check yes or no. That's it. If not, swipe left, fatty. That's literally what it says. I guarantee it. That's what they're thinking all the time.
No fat bitches.
That's what. That's why that those big stickers that go on the back of your fucking Ford
bumper sticker.
Yeah, your
that
Ford
no
truck.
No fat bitches.
It's just a giant sticker that takes up the whole window.
American flag.
A decal.
No fatties.
Yeah, there's a bald eagle in the
yes.
corner.
Yes.
The Punisher skulls up there too.
Don't tread on me,
dude. I'm like, that's why the male gaze is so wild to me, because if they really tried to understand it,
yes.
like it's like they work out and they do all this shit and they get these like giant cartoon pecs and then it's like still not enough.
Yeah,
like, they're like, I can't believe the bitches aren't falling around me.
Yeah,
that's wild.
Yeah, go figure.
Yeah,
I don't want a man with bigger boobs than me.
Nah, I don't like, and it just doesn't do anything if you're insufferable. That's
right.
Like my whole point.
Yes,
one of
yes.
my first gym bro videos to like ever go viral. I was, like, talking about how, like, I was defending this dude that was attacking, like, thinner dudes. Like, dudes built like Pete Davidson.
Right.
And he's, like, making fun of him because he has a hot girlfriend. And I'm like, he has a girlfriend and you don't, bitch.
Think about it.
The math ain't mathin'.
Yeah.
Like, what are you laughing at? Being alone?
Right.
Like, going home alone? Like, that's what you're laughing at?
This dude's got a hot girlfriend.
He's all, take that.
Yeah.
Take that, not me.
Look, got him.
Got him. That's what he's thinking. Literally, they're like, it's the delusion.
Yeah.
That's why I literally say, I'm like, I don't know, grow a personality
yes.
outside of counting macros.
It's so hard for them, though, because they were never forced to.
Yeah.
When you're an attractive man or an attractive person in general.
Or just a man.
Yes. Or just a man.
Yeah.
You were never forced to develop a personality.
Yeah.
Like, hot, funny dudes always get the girls. And that's why they're the players, is because
yeah.
they have a personality that's attractive.
Literally.
I literally, like, when people are, you know, they go on dating apps, and I know that people can be, what's the word? Like, women can be kind of surface level as
yeah,
well.
Like,
you
superficial.
Know, yeah, they just
mm-hmm.
want a hot dude.
Yeah.
Have their fun with them and then kind of discard them the way that
yeah.
men do to women as well. But
yeah.
I just, like, I don't know. I think at the end of the day, why are we on dating apps? It's because we're
yeah.
all so lonely.
Yeah.
And we just want a good conversation with someone that
yeah.
could be a life partner, potentially.
Yeah, I think my beef with it, too, is, like, at least women who want that are honest.
Right.
Like, at least they're
right?
like, I'm not looking for nothing but this.
Yeah.
Men try to, like, pretend like they're, like, looking for lifelong companionship.
Yeah.
And then they're like, nah, you're a fat bitch, so
yeah.
I'm over it.
But can I get with other hoes, too?
Yeah.
Or will you be mad?
That's what I'm saying. They're like, oh, but Tristan Thompson can do it. I'm like, okay, you don't have Tristan Thompson money, so you can't really bitch like a Tristan Thompson. Like,
right.
it's like these dudes are speaking on behalf of rich dudes all the time. They're like, but we? Who's we?
Who's we?
Who's we?
My brother.
Yeah, they're like, but we see men like us. Us? Us?
Us?
That's why I said, you think you're not even in the same, like, world, let alone tax bracket.
You're working at In-N-Out,
my That's
dude.
That's why I say that all the time. I'm like, you work at the Regal Cinema. Like,
yeah.
what does that... In yeah. what world are you on the same level as, like, Tristan Thompson, even though he's
right.
not good either?
Right.
But that's why I said it's, like, it's a give and take.
Yeah.
Because at least women are honest.
Yeah.
Women are like, nah, I'm just looking for a hot piece of ass because I'm horny. At least they're honest.
Yeah.
Men are like, oh, no one understands me.
No, you know what my tea is every time, which is why the comment of, you know, like, I would never date you
yeah.
hits so hard, is because it's, like, men want that emotional support.
Yeah.
And they want to cosplay a relationship.
Yeah.
But when it actually comes down to, like, committing and
accountability.
Yes. And like, are you someone in my life that I can rely on? Immediately no.
Yeah.
And then they make you feel crazy.
Yeah. They want all the perks when of a relationship without the actual accountability of a relationship. They don't want to actually commit to you.
Exactly. Because then they're tied down. And then it's also like, but why are you texting me good morning, gorgeous? Don't say that shit to me.
Don't tell me
that. Are you a psycho?
That's right. It's like, it's just so bizarre to me because women can tell, like, they can see through it now.
Yeah.
So men are like, oh, all these bitches want is like tall, rich, famous dudes. When it's like the bar's in literal hell, bro. Like, you just have to be nice.
It is subterranean.
Like, just be like polite. Like, that's why I said it. If you ask a dude, like a superficial dude, like, what's your type? What do they say? Big titties, no stomach, big ass.
Badass.
Like, she likes sports, she likes beer. Right? They like describe a male gaze girl, like a pick me girl.
Yeah.
And then when you ask a girl, what does she say? Nice, funny,
respectful.
Maybe not offensive. Nice to my family. Do you see the difference? Right. That's what I was like, the difference is that what men are looking for is just nowhere near aligned to what women are looking for when they're in that same like scope of looking for somebody.
Yeah,
that's why, like, women are honest.
That's a good point. And you know what else is this? I heard this on TikTok too. TikTok teaches me so much about myself.
Same.
Society.
Same.
Men are homoerotic.
Yeah.
Homosexual. So they value the opinions of their male friends.
Yeah.
They respect and admire their male friends.
Yeah.
They, you know, have social currency with their male friends.
Yeah.
But when it comes to sex and the most primal parts of life, they're they're homosexual. They're heterosexual.
Yeah.
And so that, I feel like, and society's really driven that in, is that that is the role that women serve. And
it's one way.
One of them. And when I heard that, I was like, that is so true. Because
Because some of these men be doing very homoerotic things.
Yeah, I mean, the whole locker room argument is like, that's just locker room. We slap each other's butts and we like act like we're humping each other.
Dude.
Hello?
When I tell you, I'm like, literally, I forget why I was talking about that with my family once. My dad's like, yeah, it just gets worse when they get older. Because my dad was an NFL player. So my dad said all the way up to the league, they be doing that shit. I said, huh? When they're like family, they have family, they're married and shit. Yeah, and they're bro, what? Like, that's like, and he goes, yeah, they just do that shit. I don't know why. And I'm like, huh? Like, I was so confused. He's like, yeah, you know, like, don't girls do that? No, bitch, they don't.
I think there's, unless you are like a lesbian, which is a whole different conversation, too.
Yeah.
You know, like, kissing your girls on the cheek or on the whatever, when you're drunk, that's one thing.
Yeah.
But how much of that is fetishizing lesbianism? Whole other
conversation. I would say that's male gaze too.
Exactly. Is doing it for attention from men.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think it's very much even hearing that it goes into, and how many men in their mid-50s realize, oh shit, I'm gay.
That's what I'm saying. They're like, it gets to a point where they have to like confront something.
Yeah.
But that's why I'm like, that's where the male gaze is like, it's got them in a chokehold. Like, it's literally like, it's holding on to them so tight.
Yeah.
That's why I say that too. Like, they literally like, the men who hate me on the internet, like, when they find my boyfriend, they like, first of all, they assume I'm single.
Right.
Then they find out I'm not only not single, but my man's very handsome, like, objectively. And then they go see him, and then they message him, and they're like, hey, man, you look so great. Honestly, you look so great. You look so good, honestly, bro.
I'm not gonna
lie.
Dude, I'm straight, but you're hot.
Honestly, bro, like, I have some, like, if you give me some tips, honestly, I kind of want to kiss you on the lips a little bit. Anyways, I hate your girlfriend. I hate her. I hate
She's
that bitch.
A bitch.
I hate her. Your girlfriend's a bitch. If it never works out, honestly, hit me up. That's like the underlying tones of it. I said that male gaze has you in such a grip that you like can't, you don't have it in you to disrespect him.
Right.
Because he's a man.
Holy shit, dude.
And he's like the epitome of what like toxic masculinity like idolizes and reveres. So they like, they see him and they're like, I want to be mean to you, but I can't.
Right.
I want to be mean to you.
You're so cool, dude.
Because you're so cool and honestly kind of sexy. So that's like literally what they're.
Got really kissable lips. Yeah, dude, I'm not going to lie.
And that's why I always say, I'm like, if he ever were to break up with me, I don't think he's going to be with you. But like, what do I know?
Hey, here's hoping. We never
know. I mean, you know, I don't know though.
Right.
Roll the dice. Let's see what happens. You know what? Throw your hat in that ring.
Yeah.
Let's just see.
So you. Let's all see in, all in.
Let's just full send.
It is.
You know what I mean?
You know what's insane too is like, they'll sit through your whole video, sometimes 3 minutes long, of you just going in on these dudes, point after point after point, valid point. You know why you do this? Because of this. Yeah. Boom, boom, boom. I just fixed you. Yeah. Therapy over. You don't even need to go to therapy. I just named all of your
free
problems.
Of charge.
Yes. Sorry.
No, you're fine.
They'll sit through that whole thing and be like, fuck this bitch. I'm going to go tell her boyfriend that he needs to break up with
her. They watch that whole thing and they're like, so you're just into body shaming? Dude, you didn't hear one other thing I said, huh? All those acorns stacked up in your head. You couldn't hear anything.
You know what I really think it is at the bottom of the issue is cognitive dissonance.
Yeah.
They have been living a certain way for 20 plus years, mm-hmm. thinking that, you know, women are accessories.
Yeah.
Arm candy. Mm-hmm. And to have something listed like that, and then they'll post on International Women's Day. Love my mom.
Shout out to my favorite women in the world.
Yeah.
And God.
Yeah.
Period. And like, shout out to my two mains.
It's just insane.
We'll use superheroes as an example, but there's like this, like, I think ideology that big buff shirtless dudes are like in really tight clothes are like what women are like salivating over.
Right.
And like, I mean, what are your thoughts? Because I know my thoughts, but
I think ooga ooga me cave woman need like, big man
to
provide.
It's like a cartoon character where it's like ooga, yeah, like that.
Suddenly I'm in the Flintstones.
Yeah, literally. You're like
foraging nuts and berries.
Your heart's like pumping out like Tom and Jerry.
Like tongues on the floor.
Yeah. Like a pie on a windowsill. You're floating towards it. Literally.
Me floating towards Jason Momoa.
Yeah, literally. Man. Yeah, because Jason Momoa is a perfect example, because I think a lot of women are like, ooh la la, when they see him.
I think the equivalent to that of like men seeing
Jason Momoa
and Aquaman, mm-hmm. is like what I see as Kylie Jenner on Instagram.
Yeah.
I see Kylie Jenner, you know, Stassi baby, these sort of women with the ideal shape that, mm-hmm. men
and
today
face.
Yeah, want.
Yeah.
Which none of it's real. It's all surgery and all that.
Yeah.
What I see, like, I'm seeing them through the male gaze because I'm like, damn, they're hot. If I was a dude, I would think they're hot.
Yeah.
I think that men looking at Jason Momoa, that's the male gazing at
another man.
Yes.
Yeah.
Males gazing at males.
Yeah,
and being
literally.
Like, so hot.
Yeah, literally.
Holy shit, dude.
Yeah, because that's what I was saying, like, with Jason Momoa, like, obviously many women find him very attractive,
mm-hmm.
but it's almost like it's not when he's, like, topless.
Right.
It's like when he's, like, being a dad.
Right!
Like, when he's playing the bass guitar,
right.
on his free time, when he's free rock climbing barefoot in a peasant top.
Right.
That's when women are like, yes, right?
Oh, my God.
If there's nothing about that is erotic. Like, there's no sexual anything about that. It's just, like, I think, like, an energy thing more than anything.
And you know what? It definitely is an energy thing, and it's also the sensitive side, which is so cliche and overdone, but it's true.
Yeah, he's just very artsy, so I feel like that's kind of what gets women going. He's conventionally attractive, but, like, more so than that, he's, like, very artsy and different,
right.
And that's what I think women really dig about him.
I think that's also the Hozier effect.
Yes.
People say Hozier is written by a woman, and mm-hmm. I agree. Mm-hmm. It's because he has crossed over into the sentient man.
Yeah.
Like, he understands as best as he can the struggle of the modern woman, of just existing in life and being objectified and constantly being in fear of being kidnapped or, you know, murdered or whatever threats we face on a daily basis.
Yeah.
He's hyper aware of it. And he also puts that into his music. So not only does he understand and be like, yeah, damn, that sucks.
Yeah.
He's talking about it. And, you know, he puts it into his art. And I think that is what women see as in Jason Momoa.
Yeah,
because
if you think about it, what's really popular about Jason Momoa, like when you think about like pull quotes from him, they're all talking about his wife, his now ex-wife. Well, they're not together. R.I.P. R.I.P. to two real ones. But like they literally, the two of them, that's like all people would talk about.
Yeah.
Would be like they couldn't believe how in love he was with his wife. I said, see, that's what gets women going. Like, I don't understand what you can't connect. It's not like, ooh, chichis, male chichis.
Yeah.
They're like, ooh. It's not that. It's literally the fact that he's so devoted and loving towards his wife and kids.
Right.
Which is emotional.
Yeah.
So that's why you'd think like meatheads would put the pieces together, but they never will.
It's really
the simplest puzzle.
It's a very simple equation.
No, it truly is. And honestly, I guess that kind of begs the question, like, do you think that there is such a thing as a female gaze? Since there's nothing equivalent to the female patriarchy, obviously.
Sure. I think yes.
Yeah.
I think there is a female gaze.
Same.
Because again, we're leaving out lesbians from this whole equation. Mm-hmm. Lesbians don't think about men.
Literally at all.
Unless it's, you know, oh, is she going to murder me?
Yeah, yeah, literally. Only so, in, like, fear and danger. Literally. Is the only time.
Is, like, they no longer, there is, you know, remaining things of the male gaze that linger in, I think, all women's minds. But yeah. It's also, like, I hear Sarah talk about women and women's yeah. bodies, and it is art. Mm-hmm. She talks about it in such an artistic way, like a painting.
Like an appreciation.
Yes.
As not like a vulgar.
Right. Not like, like I want
like lust.
Do it jiggle.
Yeah.
I've never heard Sarah Shower say do it jiggle.
And there you go.
And that's
and
it.
There you go. That's all the proof you need that the yeah. female gaze exists, honestly.
And I think it's also, you know, when we talk about men that are written by women, I think that is the female gaze.
Yeah.
While it may be poisoned and diluted by the male gaze, I do think it still exists.
Yeah, I think so too. Yeah. That's what I think it exists, just not in the context that, like, when men tried to combat
yeah.
the male gaze, it does, they their version of it is not what it actually is.
Right.
Just like their version of feminism is not what it actually is.
Right.
It's like they kind of cheapen the value and, like,
does that mean I can hit a girl?
Yeah.
Missing the point entirely.
How many times have I said the equal rights, equal fights thing? I'm like, dude, if someone says, hey man, I just kind of want you to treat me like a human, and your response is, then I should be able to punch you in the face. You need to go to therapy.
You need help.
You need help. Like,
oh,
you need,
my God.
Bro, like, you shouldn't hit anyone. Okay, so now we're going to play a little game.
Thank
since
God.
Since we've been eating up, like, we're at Remy's restaurant. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Just eating up these male-female gay
anyone
scenarios.
Can cook.
Anyone can cook. We should be Linguini and Remy for Halloween.
And I'll do it.
Yeah.
I'll be on your shoulders.
And then we can make Sarah Gusto.
No, she'll be the mean the girl.
Mean cook. The girl. Oh, Colette.
Colette.
That's her name, yeah. I'm all, you don't know?
Actually, I'm a fake fan.
I'm like, allegedly a fan of Ratatouille, yeah. Sure. Anyways.
Who's the guy that, I kind of look like him. I killed a man with this thought.
Oh, yeah. I forget his name.
I look just like him.
I quote that guy all the time, and everyone's like, what? I'm all, never mind.
Like, where are my Disney adults at?
Yeah, and I said, rise up. They can't stop all of us. They can't stop all of us. If we all rise up.
We are
up
God's strongest
there
soldiers.
There you go. There you go. Okay, so I'm going to read these scenarios to you, and then you're going to guess whether they're male gaze, female gaze, or perhaps both.
Ooh,
trick
all right.
question. Okay, so this first one says, Megan Fox knowing how to fix cars in Transformers.
is the question, who is that attractive to?
Yeah, like, in what scenario is that written?
Okay, let me answer this in a strange way.
Okay.
It's only the male gaze because she's conventionally attractive.
There you go.
If she was kind of bigger, didn't wear makeup,
yeah.
had her hair up in a bun, grease yeah. on her face, yeah. that would not be the male gaze.
Yeah, no.
She'd it's be the a damn good mechanic, though.
Yeah, she'd be out there with the boys. Blue collar as
pass blue ribbon.
There you go.
Yes.
There you go. Up all up in Valvoline. You know what I mean? She up in there, going to work, going to town.
You know she manages a Valvoline in like Goodyear. A fucking Navy.
Yeah.
She running that bitch like
no,
the Navy.
No, seriously, like she like big breasted mama. You know what I mean? Like coveralls and everything. You know what I mean? Bandana in her hair.
Size 12 shoe.
No, seriously. Yeah. Like she and she's tall, like 6'4".
Yeah.
You know what I mean? No, seriously. It's that's definitely the, like the male gaze for sure.
Yeah.
Because she's fixing cars in a miniskirt.
Right.
And like can yeah, you can fix cars, but like it's like the way she's at the sunset and like her hair is always down.
Yeah.
When she sits and fixes a motorcycle, she's straddling it, like, you know what I mean? That's it's male gaze.
With her back arched a little. It's yeah, like, dude, come on,
yeah,
dude.
She's got her midriff.
Right.
It's her perfect titties just up for display.
Hair in the wind.
And she's so beautiful. She's so hot.
Of course.
And that's why I'm like, Megan Fox is so smart too. So like when she did those movies and all the men were absolutely jerking it raw to her. They were losing it. Skin gone. You know what I mean? If they weren't circumcised, they are now. You know what I mean? That's how wild they were going to those movies. Do you remember how insane people were going during that time?
Raw
the
muscle.
Men were salivating. The same way they said women were acting when Magic Mike came out, that's how men were acting when Transformers came
feral,
out.
Rabid.
Feral. Absolutely ravenous.
Frothing at the mouth.
They were just constantly purchasing those tickets. No wonder they were box office smashes. The movies weren't even that good.
Right.
They weren't even that good.
Yeah.
Just the men eating it up so
you're
they could see her.
You're not going to see Shia LaBeouf.
So they could see her perfectly toned tummy lean over a carburetor.
Oh,
they imagine. Were like, ooh.
Yeah.
And then they were like, I want a girl like that. I'm like, you know, she doesn't know how to actually do that shit. Do you guys know that? You know, she's just leaning over. She's not. You notice how you never see her actually fixing anything?
Right.
You just see her perfectly chiseled face.
Camera's not on her hands. Yeah. In that gig, she's not doing
for
that.
All we know, she could be like, what if she was voting instead? She wasn't even touching the car.
She's making origami. Yeah. Off camera.
She's doing Cat's Cradle. She's playing. She's making slime.
Adult coloring book.
No, literally, she's making friendship bracelets. Like,
literally.
Just the girliest shit ever.
She could have been doing anything.
No, literally, we don't know.
Yeah.
We have no idea.
Good for her, though.
She could have been cross-stitching for all we know.
Right.
You know what I mean? Repotting plants.
It's okay, let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Kind of side note.
Yeah.
Do you think the women that profit off of the male gaze are enabling it, or are they smart?
I think it's both. Mm. I think they're steering into a skid. She's smart. She knew. She
well,
knew
because
what
she
doing.
Made the best of the situation that men put her in.
Yeah, and she even said, too, that she didn't know at the time that it was going to be that that sexual. Like, she didn't know at the time that she was going to be, like, almost like a pinup girl for those movies. She said that multiple times. That's why her and the director of the movies, like, had beef.
Right.
For a while, because she got pigeonholed after those movies. They were like, she's just a hot girl. But she's actually a really great actress.
Right.
Like, we've seen, what is it? Jennifer's Body.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a great movie.
Yeah.
Ahead of its time.
And it's a strange and it's a difficult thing, too, because when you are that attractive, you're immediately cast into
written
a different
off,
category.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So especially as, like, an artist, I think she's, like, she's an actress. Right. So now she's with MGK. That's a whole nother. I can't defend her against that. But, you know, I mean.
I have nothing to say. Moving on.
Okay. So this next one is Timothée Chalamet in everything he's ever been in.
I think he fits into the category of Harry Styles, Hozier.
Yeah.
I think that people lust after him because he is the small, frail, artsy boy.
Like, sensitive.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not to absolve him of any sins he's committed. Mm-hmm. Maybe he's been a player in the past. I don't know. I don't know. Timothy personally.
Yeah, I don't know.
I know he dated Lily Rose Depp, right?
Oh, yeah. That's right, yeah.
I mean, I don't know about... She's like a Chanel model, so I don't know. But I also know that Hollywood is a product of itself. You know, like, famous people date each other because they all work together.
Yeah,
you
and they're always in the same environment.
Yeah.
And you kind of, like... I think they want to be with someone who kind of gets it.
Sure.
More than anything. But, yeah, I would say definitely he's... Everything about that dude is, like, female gaze.
Yeah.
He could very well not be like that in real life. We don't know him personally.
Right. That video of him, you know what I'm talking about.
I think so.
Where he's, like, rapping or, like, singing along to some rap lyric. So cringe. People were like, this is the hottest thing I've ever seen.
What?
I remember literally.
Did you say the ick that's coursing through me?
Oh, yes. It is god-awful.
Dude.
But the people lusting after him for that video of, like.
It's, you know why? Because they're thinking about Little Women. They're not really seeing that. You know what I mean? You know
sure.
how he's in Little Women.
Sure.
They're thinking about his...
about Little Women LA.
Little Women Atlanta? No. The movie that Timothy was in.
Yes.
They're thinking about his character in that.
Yeah.
They're not, like, actually seeing him in real life. You know what I mean? So they're like...
That's a good point. That makes it even more difficult because it's like, well, who is this dude?
Yeah, you really don't know.
Yeah.
Like, I would say, like, his... Who he's been portrayed as in media is female gaze.
Sure.
But who he is in real life?
He could be the worst.
Jury's still
person.
Out. We don't know.
Right.
He could be a frat boy for all we know.
Right.
He could be a crypto guy.
Right.
Can you imagine?
He could be.
What if he was? What if he's that guy that, like, kickboxes barefoot in the gym?
Yeah.
With, like, he doesn't even, like, he gets the 1 day membership.
Mm-hmm.
Comes, kickboxes barefoot. Make sure everybody's looking at him.
He's bumping Joe Rogan in the AirPods.
Yeah. He's not even that good. Yeah. Like, he's just making a lot of noise.
His little bird chest.
Yeah. And then he walks around trying to, like, preach the gospel to other people. And then he gives them a couple of some advice about NFTs and then leaves. You know
that
what I mean?
Could very well be him.
What if that's him in real life? Who knows?
We'll never know.
Like truly, like, we never. I mean, I'm not assuming Timothée, if you ever watch this.
You're right.
I mean,
if
prove
you're
it. Hang
this,
out with me and I'll tell everyone.
Yeah, if you're watching this, come on the podcast.
Yeah, and I'll prove it. I'll show everyone who you really are.
Well, what about this? What about Pete Davidson? That man is a scrawny comedian from Long Island, New York.
Yeah.
Ain't no way he is a feminist icon.
Yeah,
how do
I don't
you
know.
Date Kim Kardashian and Ariana Grande? Ariana Grande, number one feminist ever, by the way.
No, really.
How
no
do
shit.
You imagine that dynamic working?
I am. I think about that all the time. I do too. I can't even tell you how many times I've like thought about what it's like to have to be in the room when they're having a conversation.
Right.
Like, I just would love to know what they talk about.
Yeah.
Like, what is it, nuanced?
I don't know.
You know what I mean?
I don't know.
Do they talk about like politics? Or do they talk about like the weather?
Maybe theirs was just such raw primal attraction.
With him and Ariana?
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe, and I think she was coming off like trauma and stuff too. So it's kind of like coping almost.
Sure.
Like almost like trauma bonding.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's kind of what my thoughts were.
Because I can't imagine him sitting down and having a nuanced conversation about the objectification of women in Western society.
I don't think so either. And honestly, I think too, like if you watched him, like I think he's incapable of pretending to be anybody but himself.
Right.
Which is what makes me think that's really who he is. You know what I'm saying? You know, sometimes you're like, who knows? Like, they could be. No, that's what you see is what you get.
On SNL, they had him play Pete Davidson.
That's what I'm saying. Like, he's incapable of being anybody else. Like, he literally doesn't have it in him. I think that's like the charm.
Yeah.
About him. Sure. But like, I don't know. Like, I don't really. He doesn't really like do anything for me.
Yeah.
I'm just like, I mean, he seems nice.
You know, I think about this enough. A lot with a lot of famous men that, you know, the internet has typecasted into the female gaze.
Yeah.
Fitting into, you know, whatever that means to each person.
Yeah.
And I always ask myself that question of like, do you think that they really would make a good partner?
Yeah.
And if so, why are they single?
That's a great question. You know what I think too? What if you hung out with them and they were annoying?
Right.
What if they do icks? Like, what if they have big icks?
That's why I can never meet Harry Styles, dude.
I can't even tell you. I genuinely am like, what if he's annoying in my life?
I think about that all the time.
You're like, please don't tell me. I really don't want to know.
I don't know.
Please don't tell me.
No, like imagine being in a room with Harry Styles and he like hawks a loogie. Or like thinking about him
pooping.
What's
the biggest ick you have about dudes? I'll tell you mine.
Oh, tell me.
One of the biggest icks I have is like men, you know what I'm talking about. Everyone in the room will know what I'm talking about. When you go to a concert, right? Let's say you're vibing, you're having a good time, and you see a dude, and he's like kind of, he's with people, but he's vibing alone.
Right.
And he's dancing by himself.
Sure.
And he's like trying to look and vibe, and no one's vibing with him.
Right.
The ick.
What are these?
He's like standing there going like eyes closed, like with the drink. Doesn't it make you want to just shoot yourself? I just think I see it, and I'm like, am I an awful person because you're enjoying yourself, and that makes me want to kill you. Like, I want to strangle you, dude. Like, they're just, like, vibing, like, and then they turn to, like, look at their friends, and no one's singing with them. Dude, back's churned. Their friends aren't even engaging with them.
He's lip-syncing.
Yeah,
like,
he's lip-syncing. He's, like, he's going like this.
No,
like,
one's looking.
He's, like, vibing, like, literally with drink up.
Yep.
Like, I see it all the time. When I go to a concert, I can't help but look.
Yeah.
And I go, ugh.
No one's making eye contact.
And I literally look at them, and I'm like, I hope you're single.
Yeah.
You deserve to be single.
Yeah.
Look at you.
Look at you.
You should be ashamed of yourself.
Fool.
Vibing by yourself like that. Like, he turns into his friends, and his friends aren't even looking. Oh, my God. It makes my skin crawl. Like, it makes me want to crawl out of my own skin,
that's
dude.
So specific.
I literally described it to my boyfriend, and he was like, what? Like, he's
describing X to men, they'll never get it.
No.
They'll never get
What's
it.
What's yours?
One of them is chasing after a ping pong ball.
Oh. When it's bouncing, all the little bounces.
And he's
he's like, baby he's like trying running. To grab it. Oh, my God. Just like, the, like
making it, that noise,
it makes my butthole clench.
It does.
It literally goes like
I have to turn away.
I like it tenses like like heavy.
Another.
Like when they walk back after they bowl,
they didn't get a strike,
or they did get one.
Yeah,
and the victory walk back.
Yeah, you know another one is when they leave when their butt crack shows.
Like when they get out the car,
yeah,
and their butt crack, dude.
And you look at,
drop
and
me off at home.
I'm saying,
take me home.
Get back in the car.
I said, turn this car around and take me back home.
Yes,
I forgot something. What was
Literally.
It? My pride.
Yeah,
coming out with you. You know exactly the dude I'm talking about. When they be vibing alone,
you know
how
what?
Embarrassing.
Also, that, but also just like watching specifically white men at concerts. They want to have fun so bad, but it's all they can manage is this.
Yeah, and they have like flip flops on.
Yeah,
and then ashy heels.
The shorts that are a little too long,
just
enough to piss you off.
Yeah, their necks red from the sun. They have the wraparound glasses on, dude.
Moly ass.
Yeah, literally. Okay, so that's gonna do it for this episode of the Comment Section Show. I want to thank the wonderful, effervescent, and completely hilarious Brittany Broski for joining me today.
Effervescent is a great word.
Right? You're welcome.
You That's know what else? People, great what? Word. Fodder.
I love that word.
Right?
That's why people think I'm a 60-year-old man. Honestly, if you unzipped my face, there'd be a 60-year-old white man living inside me.
You're on this episode like, it's absolute fodder.
Yeah.
Like, Drew, and what the...
And I'm like, get back in there.
This turns into a horror movie.
No, seriously.
Yeah.
But I just want to thank Brittany for joining us today. Honestly, funny, dude.
Oh, my gut hurts from laughing.
You're
this
the funniest
so
bitch
fun.
Alive. I'm so happy that we both got fired and now we're professional clowns.
You know what? I'll say it too. I'm happy.
God works in mysterious ways.
Hey, strongest soldiers right here.
There you go.
Get close up to these faces. All right. You'll be seeing them on the Hall of Fame in heaven.
There you go. We're going to be welcoming you in at the pearly gates. It's going to be the two of us.
The bouncers.
We're going to have a bucket of ping pong balls only for the men. And the men walk up, I'm going to be like, this is your one and only test. God told me to do it.
You lived a faithful and pious life. Now go chase this ping pong ball.
Now chase this ping pong ball, and I'll decide whether or not you deserve eternity in heaven.
Yep.
In paradise. With me and Brittany.
Pretty fun place to be. Yes.
Period. And I also want to give you an opportunity to promote anything that you have.
Yeah, dude. So my roommate, Sherritt Sauer, and I have a podcast called Violating Community Guidelines, where we explore internet history. It's a lot of fun. Go check it out. Anywhere you get your podcasts, Spotify, Apple Music, you Android users, whatever you guys use. Y'all go check it out. Rate us 5 stars, please, please. And we also have a YouTube channel. So go subscribe to that.
Love, 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 love. And we also had Sarah on the show, who we absolutely adore.
Please go listen to that episode,
the
too.
I was funniest person in the world,
crying,
too.
Dude.
It was the greatest time.
Oh, my God.
I couldn't have asked for a better, like, first guest to have. And now I have you. My perfect two.
And we're going to Legoland on Friday.
I'm so excited. We're going to be the whitest family ever. I'm going to wear, what's white people shit? I'm going to wear like socks and sandals.
Oakley sunglasses.
Yeah, too much sunblock on my face.
Yes.
Like white cast on my face.
Yeah.
All right, perfect.
James Charles, white cast.
Yeah, perfect.
Flashback
brow.
The shorts that go a little bit too long down your knee.
Love it. Love it. And then we're going to bring my own like bagged sandwiches that get too hot. I eat them when they're all moist. You know what I mean? Like all the water's
my
in the bag.
Used to do that shit.
See? Because I'm your mom.
Exactly.
That's why. There you go.
Another zipper comes off. They're my therapist, an old man.
I'm
and my
literally
mom.
Scooby-Doo. I'm just taking them off constantly. They're like, I would have gotten away with it too. I mean, we're free meddling kids. Literally, it's just me, your mom. At the very bottom.
Oh my God.
Honestly, I love Brittany so much. We are actually soulmates. I'm so honored that you were here. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you,
also,
too.
Where can everybody find you on your handles?
On Brittany Broski, Brittany _ Broski, everywhere. Wherever you want to look for me, I will be there.
And you should go find her because she's the funniest bitch alive. I love thank it so much. And thank you all for joining me again on another episode of the Comment Section Show. If you want to be featured in a comment section episode, make sure you tag me in your TikTok videos that you want me to again bring here. And just go to town like Olive Garden over your Caesar salad, over your fettuccine.
Yep.
Whatever your pleasure.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Dealer's choice. It's really up to you. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
And make sure you subscribe to Past Your Bedtime on YouTube to have access to full episodes every Wednesday at 12 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And you can access the Comment Section Show on all streaming platforms. Thanks again for joining us. Bye.